Here we go.
Tampering with powers reserved to God.
Well, I was joking! Don't you know it's a joke when you hear one?
What you are doing is mad. It is diabolic.
Alive. Alive. It's alive!
Ah! Hey, what's going on, everybody? I can't believe I just did that shit because this guy hates it. But we're back again. I'm Jesse Shidoos, and always next to me,
Kamal Altash.
And I promise I'll never do it again until I do it again next time.
Yeah,
we're
going to
kick a little bit of that podcast action for you. We're going to come right into some fun shit. Disney Plus just released. We're super excited to be a part of it. You have it. I don't have it yet.
Yeah, I would definitely like to come right into it.
Yeah.
With that, let me tell you, Disney Plus has been amazing so far. It has paid for itself. No, I'm kidding. It hasn't paid for itself. It'll never do that. But
well, it kind of should, at least in entertainment value.
Oh, entertainment wise, it's worth every penny. First thing I did, I watched The Mandalorian.
Excellent choice.
Good. Oh, it was so good.
Yeah.
So good. I'm not going to say anything else about it because you still haven't seen it.
No, but like I love that it's got Pedro Molina from Narcos. I love that it's got my main man, Billy Burr, in it.
Pablo Pascal?
Is that who it is? What do I call him? Pedro Lima?
Yeah.
Damn it. Spanish actors getting them confused. That's not racist at all.
No, not at all.
It's an honest mistake.
The unintentional racist.
It's an honest mistake. I didn't call him George fucking Lopez. Although he would be great in The Mandalorian.
Reprising his role. He's no longer an authority figure, just a bounty hunter.
Right.
That's a natural progression, I think.
What, for George Lopez?
No, career-wise.
Oh.
We're not allowed to discharge our weapons on duty anymore. He's like, well, screw duty. Discharge my weapon. How do I do that? Oh, go hunt some people.
I think it's cool to see a bounty hunter and it be like, you know, a Mandalorian, and he actually is going to take his helmet off. So you're actually going to see his face. So I think that's going to be pretty cool.
Eventually he might take it off. I don't know.
I mean, we'll see it with Django. Django took off his face, which means we've seen Boba Fett's face. Right, like
not a lot of people think about that, but that is absolutely
right.
True.
When he saw his dad's head get cut off, that was his face. He was looking at in that moment.
He was a freaking super clone that wasn't touched.
Yeah, man, that's the thing. And so he looked in that helmet, and it was like looking in his future. That's like so fucked up, man. It's really dark if you think about it. Like that scene,
dude. I thought about that when I saw it at theaters. I was like, fuck, he's looking at his own face.
You know where you're not going to see a dark scene like that? Fucking Disney Star Wars, because it's not going to fucking happen. Kathleen Kennedy should be fired. She should have been fired a long time ago. And I'll be honest with you, there was nothing wrong with Solo. The only thing that was wrong was fucking Last Jedi, which screwed Solo.
It was the timing. It was the timing of its release, that's all.
People were sour.
People were mad about that dumpster fire. And so they said, we're not giving Disney our money on the next project. That's where we're going to hit them in their pockets. That's where it counts. And it was just bad timing because you put a good movie out after trash.
Fucking Rian Johnson recently fired from Disney. Bob Iger says they're taking a hiatus from Star Wars movies. As fucking well you should. Seriously. Like, I mean, what Kathleen Kennedy did to George Lucas's vision, which she swore to honor, is unbelievable. It's unrecognizable as Star Wars. And it's not because there's a fucking Asian girl in it and a black guy and we don't like that there's a female lead. Like, when Rey says, no one knows anything about me in that trailer, she's absolutely right.
Yeah, absolutely 100% right. I was like, yeah, thank you. Nobody knows anything about you. Can we address this?
Her character...
Are we going to do something about this?
She's Plank 2.0 from Captain Marvel.
Woo!
Look, it's not her fault, though. It's not Daisy Ridley's fault. It's not any of these actors' faults. And I really feel bad for them. Like, John Boyega's had to defend this film on Twitter so many times. And I feel bad for these actors that they weren't given the quality Star Wars script that they deserved.
You told me if I did a Star Wars film, people would respect me. So why am I having old vegetation thrown at me?
Bro, you know who doesn't give a fuck? New Chewbacca.
Oh, zero fucks. He's super stoked to be Chewbacca.
He's a goofy, tall, fucking, like, you know, ex-NBA player looking dude that didn't make the NBA. And he's just happy to be employed. Like, he's like, fucking finally that Peter Mayhew guy kicked it. It's like, I've been waiting so long for this gig. He just kept limping into the movies. It's like...
I decided I would approach Chewbacca differently with, I don't know, energy.
Right.
I wanted to go in there and really, you know.
There was so many times where like, you know, Peter Mayhew would do, and I would like, I would always do, you know, it's got a little more power to it.
Yeah, you got the role going. It's.
I feel he missed so many opportunities.
All of them.
Happy to take this role. These movies are fucking fantastic. I hope you keep making them because I need money. That guy doesn't care. That guy doesn't care.
Nope.
Dude.
Not at all.
The people that do care are the fans, though. And the fans are getting bullied and they're getting called names and stuff. I'm happy about the fandom menace because we got our message through. Disney's like, you know what? Maybe we should step back from this. Fire Rian Johnson.
Yeah, like I was about to say earlier, last time he said that, was they need to give it time. Look at the numbers. Gauge the fan reaction, you know? They need to do their research and get with it and not just churn out movie after movie thinking they know exactly what we want.
No, and it's this whole, and I don't know.
You have to pay attention to the fan base. We're the ones that are going to be spending the money if you do things right.
Just, you have to take a narrative. You can't say that Luke Skywalker would have tried to kill his nephew in his sleep. That is not Luke Skywalker.
I saw that in theaters, and I was like, no.
That's not Luke, man.
What the fuck is going on here?
So how can you say you're a Star Wars fan and then go, well, you know, I like the way J.J. Abrams was going, but they gave me complete creative control, so I'm going to do Star Wars my way. This is what I think Luke would do. It's like, you can go fuck yourself right off and on, fucking Rian Johnson.
He's right up there with Nicolas Cage for me.
Dude, I know you hated his fucking Ghost Rider so much as a fan of Ghost Rider. You fucking hate
much. Hate is putting it mildly. Like, he... That hurt my heart, dude. It hurt my heart. I had such high hopes for the Ghost Rider. And I went in there and I was treated to Nicolas Cage bullshit.
Like, he treated it but like Gone in 60 Seconds. Like, he was like, let's run.
As far as my attendance in the movie theater, I should have been gone in 60 Seconds.
All the best parts of the movie were CG.
And that's terrible.
Right?
It's
like,
not fair.
Like, anybody believe that fucking wig on his head and that Eva Mendes would come even close to sucking his dick? That was the most unbelievable pairing in a movie.
Don't ever tell me that woman can't act. Because she was pushing it for that one.
Yeah, oh, woo! God, man. But
hats off to her.
But getting back to this whole thing, it's the same thing with Captain Marvel. They wanted a strong woman, but they didn't have a strong character. And I'm tired of seeing these movies where you're just redoing a movie with a female cast instead of an all male cast, and it's like disservice
just
to women
just for the sake of making it an all female
cast.
It's not even the ones that that made the cut that were the best of the best and. You know,
it's like saying that they don't even want to work for it. It's like they're saying that, like, well, this movie worked once. Let's put all women in it because we're progressive. We care about women. And meanwhile, they don't write them good characters. They just rehash the movie. Ghostbusters, man. Some of that stuff was almost scene for scene. It was really, like, I know they're trying to pay a homage in those things, maybe, but like the storyline wasn't there. The plot wasn't there. The movie wasn't good. Captain Marvel wasn't strong. There's a reason she had 13 seconds in Endgame. You know what I mean? Like,
I think what it is these people don't get paid off of what the movie makes. They get paid with that first payout. Well, and like they can pay people back after the fact, but they get paid to make the movie.
Yeah.
Whether it makes it or tanks.
They're
already paid, so
yeah.
They're gonna do whatever the fuck they're gonna do. You've seen people fart around like doing way less than what they ought to for what they make.
You know who doesn't? Sam Jackson. That motherfucker and everything. Everything. But I feel like it's a disservice to women. I feel like you're saying that like we're gonna give you this movie instead of writing you a good script, instead of writing you a movie with a fresh character and a new take, something they had to work on, something they had to craft, create a character, create a world, do something new, something different, stop rehashing the same. It's a disservice to women, and you know who agrees with that?
Who's that?
Linda Wolverton. Snickety snickety snorings at Disney, bro. Fucking
yeah, she's a writer for Disney. And yep. She has voiced that she's actually upset about it. She sees the pattern. She doesn't like where it's going. It doesn't make the piece of work any better or worse. It's just...
She's like, yeah, she's strong, but what else about her?
What else?
Like,
there's got to be something other than being strong that's seen in a positive light that...
Yeah.
You know, you don't want just a bunch of girls walking around all of a sudden, I'm strong. Well, there's not a whole lot else to me, strong.
But I think it's insulting to women's intelligence. I think it's not a praising of women. It's Hollywood trying to cover its ass after the backlash from Harvey Weinstein and Me Too. It's Hollywood going, we're sorry. We're just going to put women in everything now. Is that good? It's going to make it better. You guys forgive us? Like, no.
It's going to make it better.
They're talking about putting a female lead in Cliffhanger and making Jason Momoa the helicopter pilot. Stop it. They're talking about redoing The Rocketeer as a woman. Why? I mean, I wouldn't want to see her in that fucking outfit looking all super hot. That'd be cool.
That's kind of like steampunk porn right
there. Right. Like, well, if they made her like The Rocketeer, she looks like one of those... You know, those pin-up bomber girls from the 1950s?
Yeah. What the?
Yeah, she's like riding a bomb and shit. Woo! Like, woo! Bucking it backwards.
It's warm in here. I'm but a like, big fan of those.
But like, it's called The Rocketeer, boys. That sounds like The Rocket Queer. It's The Rocketeer, boys. Check me out. Sassy.
Sass.
You know, that's what I want to see. I want to see gay dudes in fucking superhero roles. I want to see fucking Ace and Gary. Like, you know, I want to see...
Whoa, the ambiguously gay duo?
Fucking, how awesome of a movie
would that be? Somebody write that.
Bro.
Somebody write that.
Seriously. Fuck it, why don't we write it? I don't care, shit.
Oh, we need to do our homework then.
Yeah.
Figure out what there is.
We've got a lot of gay porn.
Oh no, I don't want to watch.
Look, if you're gonna go all in, you've got to know the mind of a coxman.
The mind of a coxman.
How deep does that asshole go? We'll find out on the next episode of Ace and Gary.
You check first, Ace. All right, Gary. Ace goes to check it out.
Yeah.
He's like, I haven't met its limits. It goes deeper, I know. It goes deeper for sure. All right, Gary, it's your turn.
Really? He's got like a fucking jackhammer out, and he's like, I'm 3.5 feet in, Gary. And I still haven't found the center of Uranus. The ambiguously gay duo. Fuck you, Saturday Night Live. You should hire me and this guy, you fucking assholes. We'll write better shit than you got going. Saturday Night Live is fucking horrendous at this point. Like,
I don't enjoy it anymore.
It's so bad. Like, I wish that In Living Color and Mad TV would come back and slap them with their cocks. It's like, sip-yah, sip-yah. But it's like, it's the thing is, man, like, what we're really getting down to is, you know, it's this fake agenda they're pushing in movies now, and nobody wants it. And it's evident. It's completely evident by what's happening right now. The Watchmen ratings are down. Batwoman's ratings are in the toilet. Supergirl, a show I used to actually like, ratings are in the absolute shithole.
Why? I like that show.
Because they changed it. They got new woke writers and things became...
Come on.
Yeah, listen, here's the
thing.
That's
unfortunate.
Nobody cares what's between somebody's legs. Nobody cares what your sexual orientation is. If you want to make a trans character, make one. But give them depth. Give them something that we can watch, something that we engage in, something that makes us care about them. Don't just make their defining characteristic what they identify as. That's doing the character and the actor a disservice. And the most of all, the viewers.
Yeah.
Well, most of us pay for streaming services now. We want content that we can depend on. The Watchmen's ratings are tanking on HBO because it paints Rorschach to be a white supremacist, which he never was.
It does?
Yes. Yeah.
That's not him at all.
All those guys that follow him are like are right, ultra right wing, you know, dudes and whatever, and they're like, you know, yeah, they're like the Proud Boys with Rorschach masks. Like, that's how they're depicting it, and like nobody wants that. We want content. We want character. We want story. And I hope that Disney listens to the Star Wars fans loud and clear. I hope that they do us right with Obi-Wan. And it sounds like the Mandalorian, they're already starting off on a good foot. You know.
I'll say. Woo! Watch it. It's good.
I just can't wait to see who Bill Burr's character in it is. And whether he's a recurring character. So, anyways. It's just a problem, man. And, you know, I think it's correcting itself right now. I think the people are speaking, and I think it's going to be okay for us.
Speaking of things getting better with the voices being heard, have you seen that new Sonic the Hedgehog trailer?
Oh, yeah. Woo! He looks good.
That shit gave me goosebumps, dude.
Yeah. Well, it actually looks like Sonic the Hedgehog. I don't know if the movie's going to be any good, but I know that he looks like Sonic the Hedgehog now.
So you didn't watch it.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer. The movie's still the same, except they changed the way Sonic the Hedgehog looks. So the trailer is still the trailer.
I don't know. I think they changed the scenes with him in it. They made him, like, funny.
Oh, I don't know about that. I know that they changed the model. I don't think any of the stuff...
Well, there was that part. He wants to go see the giant rubber band ball.
Uh-huh.
And he just goes out and sees it, and he comes back, and he's like, it was pretty cool. They got a neat gift shop, too, and he's using that little bouncy thing.
Okay. No, I mean...
That wasn't in the other trailer.
I mean, yeah, but maybe it was just a part they hadn't put in the trailers yet. And so, I mean, what I'm saying is it's probably always been a part of the movie. I just don't know how good the movie's going to be is all I'm saying. I know that his re-characterization looks really good. So, I mean, I hope it is. I hope it's great. Jim Carrey as Dr. Robotnik seems pretty freaking awesome. Agreed. So I was stoked about that. I'm really stoked about the new Call of Duty. I really like it. I know the servers work a lot better than Gears of War 5.
I hope you like it so much more than other games, because it's about to take over your whole hard drive.
So far, it's like 122 gigs. And there hasn't been any downloadable content. I have a fucking terabyte.
And the version you got, that's on the disc?
When I installed it, I put the disc in, okay? And it downloaded, and it installed the game. And then I had a 56 gig update. Now, what the fuck is a 56 gig update if it's not the actual game itself?
Yeah. What are you housing on your freaking drive? What is that? You don't need that.
Then when I wanted to play Spec Ops with you, I had to download Spec Ops packs.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
It's not a different game type that you can just go to and enjoy, like, right out the box. No. You have to wait for these updates. You have to wait for these downloads. And you have to wait for it to install.
Right.
And then you probably have to wait to actually get a network going.
Oh, you can't play on... You can't play... Well, you can play, like, the campaign or whatever without the network. But it's insane how big it is. I have a terabyte hard drive on the PS4 Pro. And I don't have an external for the PS4. I have one for the Xbox. But I'm thinking about getting one. Just because, fuck my life, dude. when the DLC packs come out for the maps in Call of Duty, I'm going to have to get a whole other goddamn system. Like, what are you talking about? Like, it's insane. I've had to delete 7 games.
Woof.
Because not only does Call of Duty take up 122 gigs, it's reserved another 30 on the hard drive space. So every time something installs, it doesn't take up that 30. That 30, I think, is for the multiplayer later on, the downloadable content.
Oh, shit.
Right. So if when it updates, it doesn't take from that 30. It keeps that 30 parceled and takes from the other memory that's left.
Oh.
So I'll have to delete another fucking game. Bro.
Good times.
I don't understand it.
I hope
it.
You really like it. Like, so much.
I don't understand. So it's a really good game. It's phenomenal, and everything's going to be free on its boots on the ground. It's back to being old school Call of Duty. I'm actually good at it because I was never good at those.
I think I figured it
crazy
out.
Crazy ones.
I think I figured it out.
What?
The files would probably be smaller if there were more microtransactions.
But why though? That doesn't make sense.
It's the first time they're doing a Call of Duty this way.
Right. Well, in a while.
Where everything's free.
Right.
And they're like, if it's going to be free, it ain't going to be the best.
It's going to be the only thing on your
system. It ain't going to be the best experience of your life. You're going to miss that microtransaction life, dude.
You better give your hard drive a high colonic because you're going to need some space.
To Bro, sort your shit out.
It's fucking up my shit, man. It's really bugging me. And I don't understand it for the life of me. And
are we still talking about Call of Duty?
I don't know, man. It's like, I love the game, but like, what the fuck, Activision? Like, so you're not going to hold my money hostage this time? You're just going to hold space? Like,
we don't have Bungie anymore. We got to do something.
We're just hemorrhaging money at this point. That's why all the downloadable content is free, because we got to keep you people around so the next one we can rape you hard.
So hard. So
I just didn't like those new Black Ops ones, man, or whatever. They were people had powers, and I don't want to run on walls. I don't want none of that stuff. I was
never into that.
A real, yeah.
To me, the pinnacle of Call of Duty games was Black Ops. The first Black Ops.
First Black Ops was amazing.
Oh my gosh.
And Black Ops 2 was good.
I kept playing Black Ops well into Modern Warfare's lifespan.
Dude.
I tried Modern Warfare. Which one was it? 3.
Yeah.
Or no, it was 2. 2 came after Black Ops. I tried playing that game. I was getting no-scoped in the airport too much. Somebody was over by the burger joint and just like, they look one way. Kill a dude. Look another way, kill a dude. Look another way, kill a dude. It's like, this isn't fun.
Well, the spawn is spawn camping. Well, you know, all right, look, here's the thing, though.
You know, those quick scopes are no joke.
Listen, the Call of Duty mobile game is phenomenal, and it has a lot of the old school maps, and one of them's from Black Ops. You know, the one with, like, you're in, like, I don't know, like, fucking looks like Somalia or some shit with all the storage containers, and it has that building. And it has that building that's up there that's, like, halfway built, and then it's got, like, a little thing in the back, and
that window
up in the corner. What was that map called?
It was, like, 2 offices across the way from each other, right? There was a crane over one of them?
No. This is Black Ops.
Oh, Black Ops.
Black Ops, it was like they had storage containers. They had that one little window with the ladder that went up it, and you could like aim down the pathway. There's like palm trees, and like there's a little building in the back, and there's a gun range on the right-hand side.
Ooh.
You know what map I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so that one's in there. There's a bunch of them from other Call of Duties that are in there. And it's Nuketown's in there. It's a lot of fun, man. It's actually a really good game. And it's not hard to play on your phone, and it's got vibration when you're pulling the trigger and getting hit. It's, like, really good. And so the Call of Duty Mobile is fantastic. And, yes, there are microtransactions, but it kind of goes like a season pass style. Well, no, you can buy the season pass for $25, and then you get all the unlockables as you level up through the thing. I don't get as many unlockables because I don't buy the season pass because I like the game just as it is for free. It's skill-based. I can shoot people just fine. Like, it's fine. I like it. I don't need all the fancy bullshit.
You don't need the gold camo for your gun?
No. I don't need the gold camo. I don't need the spray paint camo. I don't need the predator reticle. I don't need, like, you know.
My buddies told me that there was an achievement for prestiging.
Yeah.
In the first Black Ops.
Oh yeah.
And I was very fond of my. It was one of the SMGs.
Oh, APK.
No. I don't recall which one it was, but I was very attached to it, and it's one of the ones that you did not unlock until about level 30.
Okay.
So I had it for 20 levels, and I was stoked about it, and he told me, hey, man, if you prestige, you get an achievement. I was like, all right, cool. The achievement is worth it. I will level again. I will get this gun again. No achievement. I found out the hard way.
Well... Sometimes you find out the hard way, man.
And he laughed about it because he knew good and damn well there was no achievement.
That's fucking brutal.
Hey, man. That's what we did. We busted each other's chops however we could.
Hey, man. You know that thing you took like 37 hours to do? Yeah. That was bullshit, yo.
It was funny, but I knew it wasn't the end of
fucking
the world,
fucking lying
man.
To you.
Sometimes it's just good to be sure, you know?
It's funny. It's
they might have updated it somehow and been like, you know what, by the way, in hindsight, I think that's an achievement. Here you go, community. We just made that a new achievement.
You know, I'm...
And it's retroactive. And look, I'm playing some other game someday, and all of a sudden, bloop, achievement unlocked. For what? For going prestige in the first Black Ops. But I did that like 10 years ago.
We just wanted to thank you for being cool, man. That's all.
Yeah, we... Thank you. We appreciate you.
Bro, you know how fucked
up... Good looking out, bruh.
You know how fucked up Gears of War 4's achievements were? Every time I turn on my Xbox, I get another one. I haven't played that game. I ain't played that game in... Fuck, I don't even know how long. And I'll turn on my Xbox and it'll be like, Gears of War 4, achievement unlocked. And I'm like, what in the fuck are we talking about, guy? I was like, how many achievements did I miss? Yeah, right.
Five right now.
How many achievements did I miss that, like, you know, that didn't go off when I was playing it, that they were like, oh, yeah, we fixed this one, we fixed that one. I still don't have any achievements for The Walking Dead Season 2. I had to play that whole thing and never got an achievement.
No,
I uninstalled
not a single
it.
One.
I reinstalled it. Oh, yeah. I uninstalled
it. Did you read the explanations for them, or is it just, like, complete a chapter? Like, you just get...
Oh, on The Walking Dead?
Like, regardless of your choices,
the Telltale
it's
ones,
just for progression.
Yeah, it's just progression.
Huh.
So, it didn't... None of them ever unlocked, and I looked online, and it said, yeah, some people have experienced this, but eventually they unlocked. Mine never have.
No!
Never have. And I don't play that game. I don't play that game, obviously, for achievements, even though it's a quick 1,000. But it's... shitty when they don't unlock and the only thing you have to do is play through the game.
Yeah.
So you're like,
and you've already
I'm playing through this anyway.
Played through the game.
Yeah, I'm gonna play through it anyway. You know, like, so it's just give me the fucking achievements.
Please, just give it to me.
It's so silly.
I've earned this.
It's so fucking silly.
I've earned it.
So Jedi Fallen Order came out. I haven't picked it up yet. I don't think I'm gonna be picking it up for a while.
Oh, it's out?
Yeah.
I thought it was just nearing release.
Is it? Maybe it's November 15th. I just saw it in the marketplace. Maybe it's available for pre-download. All I know is, like, I'm looking forward to it, but I can buy it pre-owned. Like, I don't know if I'm going to go out there and just, woo.
Look, they made a deal with EA.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not a big fan of EA. I'm also not a big fan of a lot of the Star Wars content that they've been putting out. So, with the two combined, even though I've seen a lot of really cool footage and the game looks really fun to play, I feel betrayed. So, I'm going to be cautious and I'm going to wait this one out and look at reviews.
Yeah, like I said,
probably
I'm going to...
just watch somebody stream it or something. I don't know if I'm going to play it myself. I don't know.
I think I will. It's just going to be one of those games. Either it goes on sale digital or... It, you know, I get it pre-owned. And that's sad to say for a Star Wars game, because back in the day, I'd be the first one lined up to get it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And not that it doesn't look impressive. It's just, there's no dismemberment. Disney's like, nah, you can't cut their arm off. You can't cut them in half.
I heard that's more for humanoid.
No, you can robots and stuff. You can do all of that. Anything
on
that's
robots,
a droid.
On large beasts, creatures, whatever, you can do it.
Yeah, on that stuff, yeah.
But.
On people. And
no
aliens.
Candy.
Yeah, no.
And, well, you could ram it right through them.
Well.
Right through their midsection.
Yeah. So, it just makes the game kind of silly because I can melt the door open, you know, I can like fucking slice droids in half, but can't do it to a person. They've got magical capabilities.
Yeah, they don't want to cut them up because they know they've got to be buried. I guess I don't know. I don't know what the reasoning is.
This game is rated T for teen, buddy, and we mean it.
Champ, is that the new Star Wars game?
Well, sure it is.
Sure is, Pop. Well, you know, you're not old enough to play that just yet.
Oh, but Dad.
It's T for teen. You're only 12, Johnny. But I'll be 13 next week. Well, the next week you can play that shit.
Hand it the fuck over.
Don't fuck around, Johnny. All of a sudden, Johnny's dad went from being like,
I will put you back in that basement. Don't make me upset.
Don't make me put you in the timeout lockbox. You don't want to go to the hole again, do you, Johnny?
No. Oh, my God. What kind of a household are they running?
Dude, listen.
The hole.
Has anybody ever thought about how fucked up it was that Harry Potter lived under the stairs? Like,
yeah.
Like,
that's awful.
Dude, he was basically in a storage closet that they threw a cot into and a light and a prayer and a hope.
And every time his cousin was going up or down the stairs, I'm sure he banged extra hard on those steps.
Bro. Can you imagine he's sitting in there?
I know he's sleeping down there.
Can you imagine he's sitting in there polishing his wand and all of a sudden somebody tries to put a coat in the coat closet? You know?
Polishing.
Looks up and sees his aunt's old hairy bush and he's like, oh.
He's like, he's just trying to expelliarmus. Or whatever they call it in the wizarding
world. Dude, that's why he didn't go after Hermione. He went after that Weasley bitch because she furry, dog. Like, she got that big old hair. You know, she got that hair down there. I bet she got a woolly bush, dog. I'm just saying.
I don't know. The wizarding world, that they didn't really cover any of that kind of stuff in the books, but I'm sure they got something.
They should have.
They got something.
You know, J.K. Rowling was like, I wanted to write a teen novel.
I'll wait until those teens get older. I'll write an adult novel. Like,
oh, yeah, expelliarmus all over those tits.
Yeah, you know it. You know it.
I'm telling you, man. Like, Harry Potter has always bothered me because I feel like J.K. Rowling wanted to write, like, a softcore porn. but she was like, nobody would like that if it was about kids. People might come to me with some strongly worded questions.
I mean, they could just make the school like a college and make them all adults, you know, legal adults at least.
That's what I want to see. I want to see Return to Hogwarts.
Like, you're staying after school for detention and then they fuck.
Yeah.
You know, with magic. They fuck with magic.
Like, dude, you know how awesome it would be if you could twist a chick's nipple from across the room? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, the wireless service.
She's sitting over naked and you're just like, womp, 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 with my
She's
mind.
On the other side of the room like,
oh. Oh, I mean, yeah. Well, yeah, because you're not surprising her. She knows it's coming. Like, you're sitting over there and you're like, you know, practicing your magic. Like, hey, I'm just gonna watch this out. Starts tuning in her fucking nipple like a knob. Just
she starts doing the wizarding version of force choke. But you know,
what if she did like pecker. Some magic fucking?
And she's just moving it up and down with her butt.
What if she did like some magical sounds while he was doing that, and it sounded like he was changing the station on a radio? 107. We're gonna get taken right now to another live.
Por qué, Maria? Por qué?
And he gets like, yeah. And then he's like, all right, all right, all right, all right. And he gives her the low two, and he's like, you know, just like right on the cusp of it right there. And
oh,
she,
the old painter. The paint
but all of a sudden, he just goes. He's like, what the fuck? Dude, what if Snape... What if Snape in this one is still played by the late, what was his name? Fuck. The guy played Snape. He was also fucking Die Hard. What was his name in real life? God damn it.
I should know this.
Oh, name. My God. But you know that guy. What if he reprised his role, but like he was really, when he got underneath the robe, he was actually just a really butch lesbian. Right? And now those snakes make way more sense.
I mean, they would have made the same amount of sense, just sometimes your mind doesn't go there. Right?
Well, like, what if she pulls it up and he's like, you better get any space.
Excuse me? Was that English?
That's exactly what it was, and that's what the problem is, because like, they
speak... Or was it parcel tongue?
I like to find a chick with a parcel tongue. Girls really do that, man. It's funny. Girls do, man. They fucking split their tongues, dude. It's crazy. It's absolutely insane. Like, I would never be able to do that to myself, I don't think. I pierced my tongue once, but I don't think I'd ever be able to do that.
I wouldn't want to do it to myself, but I wouldn't mind.
Reaping the benefits.
So well worded. I was trying to figure out how I was going to word that without coming across as a total creeper.
Well, look, dude, if a chick splits her tongue, she sucks dick, okay? Come on, let's be honest. That girl's seen a few, you know?
Like, I've seen that they can move each side independently.
Yes. That girl goes to glory holes, believe it. Like, you're fine. Like, you're way more pedestrian than anything like you're ever going to do. Dude, a split tongue? That's like directly to home plate. What are you talking about?
No, but you're claiming that they go to glory holes.
Bro.
Are you trying to say all of them? Because I doubt that.
I'm not making a generalization that every girl with a somebody forked tongue goes to a glory hole. Somebody probably does
it just because it looks cool.
I'm just saying. And you're
saying, well, she's the type of bride that goes to a glory hole.
If you meet a girl with a forked tongue, she sucks dick. Or... she is a masterful cunt licker. She's probably lesbian.
She probably holds it down with, like, she holds the clit down with one side of her tongue and then punches it with the other one. Like, beating it up for freaking lunch
she
money.
She clamps onto it like she's trying to pull a nail out of a board. She's just like... leaning back like two needle nose, just like she's trimming a rose bush. Oh,
and
man.
She starts having like little branched off tongues, like she's doing more cuts, and it's almost like tendrils. She teaches it self defense and it learns like Bruce Lee shit.
It's like Jeet Kune Do.
My tongue knows how to grapple.
My tongue knows Jeet Kune Do. Taekwondo? What? No, what? No.
Taekwondo. Oh, no. Taekwondo. Woo, that's funny. That's funny. Oh.
That would be awesome in like some fucking like space opera lesbian porn that like she's one of the aliens or whatever.
Stop it. That'd be.
And she's getting ready to go down on the Earth.
I would
chick,
never need another
like,
movie.
She's like, I've never been with a space lady before. And all of a sudden her tongue goes.
Yeah. I've never done this before.
That's always the best. I've never done this before.
This is all so new to me.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure, sweetheart.
Right.
That's why you look right at home.
Yeah, that's why your eyes are rolled back in your head and your tongue's in a dude's butthole. Like, come on. Like, porno now, man, like, I don't like it as much. It's too fucking rough, man. Like, it's like they're beating the shit out of each other almost.
I think because they've either A, lost sight of what it's supposed to be.
Right.
Or B, they want it to be something else and they don't really care that the camera's on and they're just...
I'm not one of those dudes that's like super excited to see a girl gag on a dick until it looks like she's going to throw up. Like, it's just like, let her have some air. God damn it. Poor girl.
I think if it gets to that point, they've been doing that too long, and it's time to move on to the old switcheroo where it's his turn.
It's just the fact that they feel they need that. You know what I would like to watch, man? I would like to see an honest-to-goodness, like, you know, like, dude sits down on the couch and whatever, and they're talking and whatever, and then next thing you know, they're doing some real sensual lovemaking, like some old school, like, bam, bing, 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 bing. Right, and he's like got her leg copped up in the air, and he's like running his hands down, and there's like a big old bush, and he's like, hey, how you doing? She's like, I'm all right, I've never done this before. He's like, I'm all right.
Yeah, I'm all right.
And he's like hold on a minute, like, bam, 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 bam. And he's like got like this fucking big old bush over his nose to where he can't even see his face. Looks like he's got a fucked up beard. It's angled up, yes. Bam, 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 bam. On a plaid couch.
On a plaid couch. Lay around.
On a plaid couch, he laid down to pay. And she knew it was oh so right. Here on 70s Mustache Porn Radio. WCUT. CUNT. God damn it. WCUT. WCUT.
I always wonder why they just stop recording when I say that.
WCN something. I don't think I fucked it up.
CNT.
C Captain CNT. It's dynamite.
It'll win that fight.
I'd be like their promos. Oh, if you can't tell. Like,
watch them explode.
We haven't done yasthetic. I got bronchitis, man, and I'm finally starting to get over it. My voice has got to get better before I got a show coming up soon. But it's...
Power load.
Power load. I know. Dude, AC/DC's lyrics are like three things. Satan, rockin', and pussy. That's it.
Or Satan rocking that pussy. Yes.
It's a power load.
Watch me explode!
Dude, can you believe Kanye West is doing gospel music?
What?
You didn't know that?
So basically, he's writing an autobiography.
He's a born-again Christian, and his new album is like something Jesus or something. No, he's not about that life anymore. He's taken all the cuss words out of his old songs and like remastered them. Like, he did some old Prince shit
after he gave the old... Spielberg treatment.
Yeah.
See, they don't have guns anymore. They have flashlights. They have big old mag flashlights.
Right, you know?
Fuck out of here. You know they had guns, boy. They was military shit.
I joined the gospel choir because I make bitches hit high notes. I can't believe, like, what has he got? I kind of want to hear it, man, just to hear what it sounds like.
I don't.
No, I mean, if it's gospel, like, I kind of want to hear where he takes it, man. Like, honestly.
Say you will.
Yeah, man. Oh, dude, I heard about this shit on Joe Rogan. Apparently, there was a pussy-eating preacher that got caught on film eating pussy, and his congregation has grown. Now, how many of that is because frustrated housewives decided they wanted to go to church?
How much you want to bet they're going to start folding up like $100 bills?
Right. $100 bills, y'all.
putting them up there and telling them to eat your collection plate.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
Clean out that collection plate.
Clean out that collection plate. Are you calling her pussy a collection plate?
Yeah, dude, it's role play. She put the money in there. She's not a part of the service. She's just playing along.
Oh my god, dude, you put your pussy as a collection.
Yeah, dude. It's where the money goes.
Take this holy seed.
he better not do that.
Why not?
Well, I mean, if he invests that money, he's gonna have enough to pay for all those kits.
Dude, like, I don't know. I just, it's so funny to me. Like, he gets caught eating pussy on video. And I haven't seen the video, but I kind of want to see it. And like, then all of a sudden his congregation just gets bigger because I think people identify with him.
Is
and
it during
like,
a sermon?
That's a real man. Like, I don't think it's during a sermon. He's like, let me show you how I'm doing.
Yeah, dude, he got her cocked up on the
podium. on the podium. Yeah. He's got two legs on either side. The microphone's right? Over the top of her bush.
She's kind of hugging it with her arm she's leaning back. Oh. She's letting it go through between her arm.
Maybe she's bent over the front and he's eating it from the back.
Yeah.
And she's moaning into the microphone.
And he's just going. He's doing the motorboat every once in a while.
He tells the lady to keep playing the organ.
Yeah. She's playing TNT.
Now I hope y'all some believers. As I spread these cheeks. I hope y'all got out your feelers. Cause your knee's about to get weak. Hit it, sister. Gonna eat that pussy for Jesus. I'm gonna lick this pussy clean. I'm gonna make it shine with that Holy Spirit. Make that pussy slip and shine for me. Now sing along. Sing along. You know I eat that pussy clean, and I'ma fill it with that Holy Spirit. Give that pussy a nice pussy sheen. Gonna shine that pussy with my tongue, like the good Lord Jesus. I've just begun. Now come on, party people, let me hear some noise. Woo! DC's in the house. Jump, jump, rejoice.
You just killed it.
Killed it. Eat that pussy for Jesus.
Amen.
Oh my God, man. That's so funny.
Eat that pussy. Somebody please send us an email.
For what? Put cease and desist. All pussy eating for Jesus.
At least you tell us that you're upset with us. Something.
No, man. No, that's cool. Send us an email. Yeah, I said it at gmail.com.
You excited about the return of the Yeah, I Said It's...
Are you? Do you not care? We've had 8 people download the last one. I think it's going to be a slow build. This is going to take us a little bit of time to get the Yeah, I Said It crew back together. I've been promoting it at every show. So let's see how much traction that starts to pick up.
Two of them, all 3 of them. That was rude. I shouldn't have said that.
I got a show coming up. I got a show coming up.
Oh, do you? Why don't you tell me and everybody else when that's
going to be? I got a show coming up. I'm headlining at the Vapor Lounge in Lady Lake, the Purity Vapor Lounge, right there on Guava Street. That's 11/22/19. I'll be there the 22nd of November, 7:30 p.m. is the show start.
The year 2019.
2019. I'll be there. I got a show coming up on December 3rd, Toys for Tots, doing a benefit for them at the Paddy Wagon in Davenport, Florida. That's Paddy with P-A-D-D-Y wagon. It's the fucking Irish. So come bring a new unwrapped toy down to the Paddy Wagon and get a free ticket to the comedy show. It's going to be Jason Henson, Big Biker George. I'll be headlining. It's going to be a fun show. We're going to do Christmas songs, my parody ones. Going to be a lot of fun. Going to get some toys for the kids. It's going to be a great event. You know, all you gotta bring is a toy, man. You get some free comedy, and then that's, you know, the kids get a toy. I mean, it's not free comedy, you bought the toy, but fucking, you know, it's for a good cause.
So if you don't put a toy, you don't in get the to box, come in. You can't come
no,
in.
No, basically you're walking, you can't, no, not at all.
Who's policing that? Who says?
There's somebody at the door, I'm sure.
Yeah, how big are they?
Huh?
I could take them.
Right. Well, I mean, that's cool if you want to say fuck the kids, you know, and just be like, I'm seeing this shit for free.
Yeah. Why not?
Nah, sure. I mean, you I got, will. I that's got work. Not, you don't even know.
What is it? December?
No, December
that,
3rd.
That. When is it? December? It's no, it's December 3rd. It's not December. It's a Tuesday. It's a December.
It's not December. It's December. December 3rd. It's going to be awesome. Everybody get out there if you can. It's going to be a good time. It's good cause. So you've been doing some solo music.
Yes, I have.
some really cool stuff that I've really been enjoying. I like this new angle that you're taking. I like this electronic voice doing the singing. I honestly think you've barely tapped the potential of it, but like it's something really cool.
It's something that I've heard in music before, more as just like a different part to a song that's a more traditional arrangement, but I'd like to see what I could do with it. It's interesting. I don't know of anybody else that really does it more than a couple instances.
No.
Through their entire catalog, so.
No, honestly, like, it's not done often, and the way you're doing it is kind of unique because it's, like, taking the place of the person that would be singing vocals, really.
Yeah. Sometimes I get ideas for vocals, but I'm not the biggest fan of my voice, and I want the best production I can make.
Well,
what's available to me, so.
And the cool thing, too, though, and what I think you got to remember, too, is you don't really even have to limit yourself to the robot voice because you have so many new effect vocal filters and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
From your new update that you got for your software that it really the sky is the no days. Yeah, the sky's the limit really as to what you can do vocally, you know.
Inspiration has been like basically beating on me like a bully, and it's the best.
Beating on me like a bully.
Yeah, dude, the last 2 days I've cranked out 3 songs. That's unheard of.
He's like Matthew McConaughey and the Wolf of Wall Street. Some dude is like just banging his chest. And Kamal's head, like, oh. Yeah. I mean, that's good. No, seriously, the dude's been burning the midnight oil. I honestly didn't think I was. I came home today. He was asleep on the couch, and I didn't think the world would move him. I felt like a bomb could go off, the house could disappear, and he'd be on the couch, like pulling his blanket back over.
Yeah, for that extra coverage. Sometimes like, I shift. A
draft. Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm a skeleton on the door handle, and you're just like taking a nap. The apocalypse has happened. You slept through it, but for a worthy cause. He was in the lab.
Beats. That's right. Having fun with it.
Yeah, I think it's really cool that you're pursuing that musical aspiration that you have. I think it's really good. I think you've come a long way in a short time, and I think I'm really excited to hear what you do in the future with it, because so far it's pretty damn good.
Well, I mean, the idea is to be able to do it as long as I can and possibly make a living off of it. That'd be great. That'd be nice. Well, so I could dedicate more time to it.
Yeah, I honestly, it's impressive, and I know you're spending a lot of time on it, which is why it sounds good. And the amount of time you're spending on it is what somebody that wants to do something, anything really, should be putting in to doing it. You know, like it takes time, it takes repetition, it takes learning, and really putting in the hours to figure this stuff out.
There's only so much time in the day,
right?
I sit in that chair way longer than I'd like to admit,
dude. Seriously though, like this is what happens to people that take crystal meth. They're like, somebody tells them one day, you know, there's only so much time in the day, and he's like, and I want all of it.
Just to be clear, I don't do that shit.
No, I know, I know. What I'm saying is though, but like somebody told somebody but that
people
one day.
That are driven to the abuse of it Adderall. Sometimes it starts
Bro.
With something like that.
Do you know how many people, like journalists and writers and stuff, are on Adderall? Like, it's insane. They've got deadlines, dog. They're just whammed out, guys.
Sitting there at the typewriter. Do they still have those?
Bro, listen, there's a part of me that was like, I've had this bronchitis now for like 2.5 weeks. And part of me was, I was in the doctor's office getting the antibiotics. I was like, can I chop these pills up if I could snort them a second and fucking make this antibiotic work any quicker? Like, I don't want
to get it into my system quicker.
That's how you know. That's
because I'm trying to get some shit done.
You're fucking gangster because it's like, you know, I don't want Oxycontin or any of that bullshit, but hey. If I snort the shit, will it kickstart the process? Because I want this wrapped up. Like, no. No, it won't. Shit. Damn, man. It's fucking mainline.
Is that because you don't know or you actually did the research and proved that it doesn't work like that? Because I'm pretty sure it works like that. Sir, I wouldn't advise that.
Yeah. Like, well, everything works
like
that.
You wouldn't know better.
You're the same people that put a thing on the bottle that says, don't take with alcohol. It may amplify the effects. That's exactly what I want to take it with.
That's exactly what I want to have.
Oh, you mean alcohol makes it work better? I'm fucking done. I'm saying, dude, like, you know,
to kick this shit up to 11, let's
bro.
Go.
You know, you know, we're getting old where I'm talking about fucking sniffing amoxicillin, like, yeah. Trying to kick this fucking cold, baby. Other people are like, what? And he's like, yeah, I sniff mine. Oh, man. But I think that's probably going to about wrap it up for the podcast this week. Come see me out at Purity Vapor Lounge on the 22nd, December 3rd at the Paddy Wagon in Davenport. It's a Toys for Tots gig. Bring a toy, get a ticket. We'll be back next week, and we'll be talking about all kinds of shit. Who knows? This kind of went wherever we wanted it to go, and I had a lot of fun with it.
I did too.
Yeah, yeah.
I look forward to the next one.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, I'm Jesse Shadoose.
I'm Kamal Altash.
And we'll see you fuckers next week. Peace. I said it.